Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to get an update on minicamp and the Miami Dolphins with Miami Dolphins columnist Chris Perkins, a friend of the show. He joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Chris Perkins, he covers the Dolphins again for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Read his work at sunsentinel.com. Perk, appreciate you taking the time. What's the vibe like right now surrounding the Miami Dolphins? Because we're reading a lot about culture change up in Miami Gardens.
Yeah, so Bradley Chubb kind of shot it out of the water today. He said last year we were lying. There was no culture change. We were just saying it. We stuck our toe in the water, but we didn't dive in. So we'll see what the culture change is this season. Mike McDaniel's been a little salty with us. Now, I don't know if he's just sick of answering questions about Ramsey and Janu or if he's actually going to have an edge this year, but it's going to be an interesting year from the culture change standpoint.
And, Park, let's say it is a culture change, right? What's the culture change that has to happen? Because my thing, we've talked about it today, you know, after the Bradley Chubb stuff, the culture change should be more physical and start, you know, whooping somebody's ass. Like, I don't know what the culture change, guys coming in on time. That's not a culture change. That's getting back to the norm. What is a culture change for the Dolphins?
Yeah. Okay. So Crowder here, I start at the top and I say the attitude has got to change in the organization. You've got to value victories, not numbers. So don't give out those contract extensions after 2023 rewarding numbers. Reward playoff victories. That's when you get a raise. That's when you get a contract extension. For the players, I agree with you 100%. You got to get more physical. But I think that also starts with Mike McDaniel and the players that he chooses. Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer are both genuinely nice guys. The problem is they get players who are just like them. So all the dogs that do Landon Roberts and Deshaun Elliott and guys like that, David Long Jr., they're gone for one reason or another. Javon Holland, Christian Wilkins, Rob Hunt, for whatever reason, they're gone. This team they play a finesse style. They call a finesse game on third and two. They're not running it down your throat. They're trying some little jet sweep. Run it up the A-gap. Knock these dudes off the line of scrimmage. That's culture change.
So why, Perk, what I'm struggling with, because I want to buy into this, and I love everything you're saying. By the way, that's a very long list of really good talent that's no longer here. When this era of Mike McDaniel started, like those were the guys we were saying, this is why the Dolphins are going to be great. And it's not to say that they can't replace those guys, but why should I believe Bradley Chubb when he says, okay, we talked about it 2 years ago, but now we're actually committed to this change? Like why now, I guess, is why I'm struggling to really take this in. Because look, the way I view it, You, Fiorones, Dave Hyde, Barry Jackson, all of you reporters that are going out there, all the columnists are going to grasp onto this because the Dolphins are making it a point to say, hey, we're changing our culture. And fine, okay, we're going to talk about it, but why should we believe them this time?
We got to see it, Solana. I'm about with you 100%. Yeah. Like, were you lying then or are you lying now? Right? I've got to see it, Solana. I've got to see the calls on third and two, on second and one. I've got to see them actually running the ball 25 times a game consistently, not just once a month. I need to see a consistent attitude change. That's the only time I'm going to believe that actual change is being made. And look, and you guys both know this, Crowder, you know this. Back when I covered colleges, every year in August, they would say, it's going to be different this year. There's no more cliques. Last year, the seniors hung with the seniors, and the juniors hung with the juniors. This year, we're all going out and eating together. And then the next year, you hear the same thing, where there are a lot of cliques last year. I don't believe it. I've got to see it. That's where I'm with you, Solana. I've got to hear about it.
And part in the secondary, man, we know Jalen Ramsey's going to get traded. Mutual agreement or whatever they said. Are we looking at a Storm Duck, Cam Smith, and Kader Kohou in the slot? Jason Marshall Jr. is going to get to work at dime. Like, I haven't seen enough out of those guys to believe in the secondary. Are we going to just stick with what we got?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I would say that they're going to make a move for one veteran starter. I don't know if that's going to be a Rasul Douglas, Stephon Gilmore type of player. I don't think number one cornerback out there on the market right now, either through trade or through free agency. That might change after the training camp cuts. I don't see another Jalen Ramsey, Byron Jones, Xavier Howard type out there available on the market. Jair Alexander, he's out of their price range and he's injury prone. Let me say this. I'm not totally down on this team. I think they're going to win 9 games. But the problem is 9 games is going to put you back in that Joe Philbin, Adam Gase cycle of mediocrity, right? You're coming off an 8-win season. If you win 9 this year, you look at next year when Tyreek is probably going to be gone because he's a $51 million salary cap charge. So you're probably looking at another 8 or 9-win season. Now you've got 8 wins, 9 wins, 9 wins. That's mediocrity. That's not making the playoffs and winning a playoff game. So bringing it back to the cornerbacks, I see mediocre level secondary play and specifically cornerback play. We'll see at the safeties with Ashton Davis and Ife Melifonwu. Neither of them have been consistent starters due to performance and or injury. But this team as a whole, I see them falling into a cycle of Philbin Gates era mediocrity where you win 8, 9 games, maybe 10. Maybe you make the playoffs, maybe you don't, but I surely don't see them winning a playoff game at this point in the next 2 years.
Chris Perkins, again, a Miami Dolphins columnist. You can read his work at the South Florida Sun Sentinel. That means, Perk, if the Dolphins defense is taking a step back, we anticipate, because of the lack of depth and just overall talent in that secondary as it stands right now, the offense will need to be clicking. I know there's several different areas of concern on that side of the football as well, but Jonnu Smith, what's your gut telling you about the Jonnu Smith situation? Because Tua told us he's a pay Jonnu guy. Mike McDaniel, as you mentioned, seems to be a little snappy anytime you ask him about Jalen Ramsey or Jonnu, whatever. What's your gut telling you? Because now there's reports as well that the Dolphins are once again looking for a trade partner.
I think Jonnu will be here. I think Zach Seeler is going to be here. I think a little of this is Drew Rosenhaus is the agent for both Zach Seeler and Jonnu. I think that Drew is trying to get his client at the front of the line. At the end of this season, you know, Jalen Phillips is playing on his fifth-year option. If he goes out and has 10 sacks, he's going to gobble up some money. Devon Achane has 2 years left on his contract. After this season, he'll have 1 year left. They'll probably want to do something with Achane. He'll gobble up some money. I think Drew is trying to get his clients at the front of the line, Jonnu and Zach Seeler. I think both will still be here, but I think a big part of this for the Dolphins is both Jonnu and Zach Seeler turn 30 in August and September, I think. If you give them a two-year deal or a three-year deal, do you want to be paying a 31-year-old Jonnu Smith $10 million a year, a 32-year-old Zach Seeler $12 or $14 million a year? To me, it's probably more the length of the contract and what you're paying them on the back end as opposed to what you would pay them this season. I think this season you could give both of them a raise, and that's good, but when they're 31, 32 years old, how much do you want to be paying those guys?
And Perk, I know it's OTAs, and I don't put too much on the stocking Olympics out there right now. But I think at quarterback, Perk, you can kind of see something. I think we messed around with the backup quarterback for too long. Tim Boyle playing games, Huntley playing games. They bring in Zach Wilson and draft Quinn Ewers. Have we upgraded? What you've seen? Have we upgraded at backup quarterback?
I think Snoop Huntley is better than everybody except Tua. That's what I think. But you got Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson was targeted, and he's the guy. He's a clear number two ahead of Quinn Ewers. So I don't really see a major shakeup there, even in training camp. I think Zach Wilson is going to be your number two. But here's the thing. In two of the last 3 years, Tua has been injured in September. So Zach Wilson has to be ready day one, right? Last year it was the second game against Buffalo, right? So he has to be ready. Is he going to be ready day one? I'm not sure. But is he the best backup quarterback they could have gotten? I still think that Snoop Huntley is better than Zach Wilson, but we'll see. Zach looked okay out there so far. It's his first year in this system. He's got a lot of people in his ear, Mike McDaniel, Bobby Slowick, the senior pass game coordinator, Frank Smith, the offensive coordinator, Daryl Bevel, the quarterback's coach. So he's got a lot of information to process. I think Zach has done a good job of awareness and processing information and getting the ball out. The actual throws of 15 or more yards have been shaky at times, but I think Zach has been okay. I, from what we've seen, I would probably give him a C or a C-plus so far.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.